Good afternoon. High pressure sliding in from southern Canada will dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England today, keeping it dry. We'll have sunny skies closer to the Canadian border, some high thin clouds blowing through just north of I-90, and a mix of sun and clouds south of I-90, especially toward the eastern seaboard. That's where we find a stationary front draped from the mid-Atlantic region back out toward the Ohio Valley. A wave of low pressure will ride along this front and bring showers to the mid-Atlantic, perhaps a couple as far north as New York City, but all of interior New York and New England will be dry today, and with enough sunshine, most everyone will make it into the upper 70s to around the 80-degree mark. Clear skies tonight, cool temperatures, especially across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, where we may even see some 30 to 35 degree readings. Meanwhile, in the lower elevations, comfortably cool in the 40s and lower 50s. Another dry and sunny day on Sunday with low humidity, very comfortable with highs in the mid-70s, and that high pressure center will hang on even into the day on Monday. Mostly sunny skies, low humidity, mid to upper 70s. By Tuesday, some clouds will start to mix in as southwesterly winds will push temperatures to around 80 degrees, and that will also increase the humidity just a touch. And at this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where we'll find the next trough of low pressure and frontal system heading in our direction. Humidity levels will rise on Wednesday. Temperatures will be in the lower 80s, but we do run the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms. Behind this system will dry out with a mix of sun and clouds for both Thursday and Friday, highs near 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the north-central portion of the United States will be in an active wet pattern this weekend. Scattered to widespread thunderstorms are expected to fire up across parts of Montana and the northern high plains. Adequate moisture and instability across the plains will be favorable for strong to severe thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted parts of Montana and the Dakotas and Iowa and Missouri as having a slight risk for severe storms this weekend. Heavy rain within these storms can also be expected along the front, extending from the Dakotas to the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, showers and storms will be possible over parts of the southeast and mid-Atlantic through Sunday in association with an upper-level low over Florida. And rain will spread across the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, and into the Intermountain West as the system advances through the region. Some of the higher terrain may have snow as temperatures cool in the wake of the front in the Cascades. Farther south, increasing winds will bring a widespread critical fire weather threat across the desert southwest and Great Basin. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny, near 80, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 100, set in 1933, and the record low, 37, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear, cool tonight in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Monday, mostly sunny both days with low humidity, comfortable in the mid-70s Sunday, mid to upper 70s on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds, a touch more humidity Tuesday around 80. Partly sunny, a bit more humid Wednesday with scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, lower 80s, and sunshine mixed with clouds on Friday again, with highs around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.